Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
2/3 of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. And best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4patriots.com/Ben.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
Are there any moments or spots on any of the sets we worked on over the 7 years that you guys felt more at home, that were like your little spots on the set you like to hang out?
I'm afraid it was the sink.
Oh, really? Yes.
Oh, yeah.
You had to act by the sink a lot.
Yeah. I was behind the counter.
Yeah.
Right. Doing business constantly.
Uh-huh.
Mom stuff.
Uh-huh. Disciplining you in some way.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
So a couple years ago, I hit 40 years old, and man, did things change. I didn't have the same strength and vitality that I had before, and I didn't have what I wanted, and that was the ability to work out and have a blast doing it. So then the pounds started packing on. Well, thank goodness I found Chalk, C-H-O-Q, and they're helping real American men just like you maximize your masculinity by boosting your testosterone levels up to 20% over 90 days. Now, I've been taking the Chalk Vitality Stack for over a year now, and not only am I working out, I've now lost 50 pounds. So if you're ready to maximize your masculinity today, go to Chalk, C-H-O-Q.com, and use promo code Ben for a massive discount on any Chalk subscription for life. C-H-O-Q.com, code Ben, limited time offer. Subscription is cancelable at any time. Chalk.com. We've got a couple different issues we're going to have to deal with, including some new intel coming out of Romania that deals with Ukraine and the Biden crime family. Also, the student loan forgiveness program, is it not buying votes? We're going to talk about that and how Democrats are having to deal with the fallout of many Americans that feel like they were lied to when they said they were going to forgive their student loans. Now they're trying to forgive at least some of them, and that may be backfiring as well. I'm going to have that for you as well coming up in a minute. But let's deal with this. Biden ambassador advised Hunter on helping a Romanian tycoon accused of corruption. Now, let me give you the backstory on this. So President Biden's current ambassador to the European Union offered advice, we now have learned, to Hunter Biden back in 2016 on a Romanian client who was on trial for corruption at the time. This according to new emails that have been reviewed by Fox News. Mark Gitenstein, who was appointed as U.S. ambassador to the EU by Biden in July of 2021, helped spearhead Biden's transition team as well after the 2020 election. Is the president's longtime friend and confidant of several decades who served under him in the Senate for over a decade and was the U.S. ambassador in Romania during the Obama-Biden administration from 2009 to 2012. While his emails with Hunter date back to as early as 2010, we've now learned, on that abandoned laptop when he was the U.S. ambassador in Romania. Hunter's calendar shows that he met with this man, Gittenstein, at least three times alone in 2015. Their correspondence in 2016 is now raising serious red flags about his direct involvement in advising Hunter after he picked up the Romanian corrupt tycoon, Gabriel, that spring as a client. And what government sources may have been used to assist Hunter Biden apparently is the big problem for him. If you're using government resources, government sources, government intel to assist Hunter Biden, that is against the law. Now, on June the 16th, 2016, Gittenstein, who was working in the private sector as a partner at Mayer Brown LLP during the 2016 correspondence, forwarded information we now know to Hunter and his longtime business partner, Eric Swearin, with the subject line, Romania. The email includes an Associated Press article saying that Romania's constitutional court was expected to rule on whether to decriminalize the abuse of office. The court wound up ruling against the move and keeping it a criminal offense. But Hunter's associates briefly weighed whether it could help one of Hunter's clients, quote unquote. Look, this will not help your client because it's not retroactive, Gittenstein wrote, referring to Hunter Biden's client. Please don't forward, he added in a follow-up email, referring to an email chain that included Hans Klim, then ambassador to Romania, Dean Thompson, then deputy chief of mission at the U.S. Embassy in Romania, and Deborah Hevia, a longtime Foreign Service officer. Thanks, Mark. We'll keep this to ourselves, Swearin responded. Hunter's business dealings in Romania were highlighted in a report released by the House Oversight Reform Committee in May. What we know is that Romanian tycoon, who was facing criminal charges related to corruption and bribery, reportedly hired Hunter in the spring of 2016 to, quote, advise him on the case. That tycoon was eventually convicted and sentenced to 7 years in prison in August of 2017. In May of 2016 email, Hunter said that Gittenstein had provided contacts for officials he felt could help in this case, quote unquote. Is now the time to begin this assemble a more high-profile team that can speak to the injustice here? Hunter wrote to the then lawyers that they had, including some of them like Michael Gottlieb, Rob Walker, and James Galar on May the 16th of 2016. All of these people are deeply embedded into the Biden crime family. He also wrote this, quote, who do we have at the firm that can speak with authority about anti-corruption? Mike, I was going to reach out to Judge Frisch, and if you can think of others of that stature, I think now is a time to read them into the situation and see if they're willing to help. Ambassador Gittenstein mentions names like former U.S. Attorney Patrick Fitzgerald, he also added. It's unclear whether Fitzgerald was pursued or contacted by Hunter or any of his associates. However, Gittenstein's advice is held in high esteem by the Biden family and transcended multiple Biden family members. During a 2009 visit to Romania, then Vice President Joe Biden praised Gittenstein for his best personal friend that he had. Quote, we have raised each other's children. We have. Our wives are close friends. My grandchildren are considered the Gittensteins to be almost relatives. So I can assure you firsthand that this is a man I've worked with for 35 years, 30 years actually, and he has my ear, Biden said of Gittenstein. I know you've already figured that out because I know you've gone to him and you know he immediately picks up the phone and calls me. I hope you won't take advantage of my friendship with the ambassador too badly. He has a direct line, as I said, to me, and he is very effective, Biden went on to write. In the preceding communication in the email chain with Hunter, they also expressed frustrations about difficulty getting traction with the U.S. Embassy to help Hunter's client. However, he said he reached out to the Klim and asked him to help us broker the meeting. Quote, if we are going to do this, we should do it right. We should put together a persuasive deck with all the procedural and substantive defects in the indictment and the case against the Gabs. And we should also probably put together a start of what we would be as a press strategy, what we would do. And we want to line up the big names to bring over. I'd expect we only get one shot at this. Hunter acknowledged that he agreed with this new strategy. It's pretty nice when you've got access to your dad and all of these people in our government so you can make money. The day after Hunter's email, Gottlieb reached out to Hans, who was serving as the U.S. ambassador to Romania at the time, saying, quote, "Our situation has not improved, so I think we need to try to reach out to for a meeting with the DNA folks," referring to Romania's National Anti-Corruption Directorate. "Is there someone on your team with whom I might speak to try to sort out the right protocol for moving forward? We are most appreciative for any help you'll be able to provide." Clem then forwarded that email to Thompson, who is currently serving as the U.S. ambassador to Nepal. "Mr. Gottlieb, DNA has asked if there is a reference for this case." He then forwarded Thompson's email to Hunter, Hunter's longtime friend and business partner, Rob Walker, and James Galar, another business associate, which many of you have heard that name on the show many a times, this message with FYI. Galar responded with a thumbs up emoji, and Walker said, "Let's talk," before responding. Quote, "I'm sorry, but I've responded immediately when I got that," he said. "There are no answers to that question, but yes." The same day, on May the 18th, 2016, Galar emailed Gottlieb, Hunter, and Walker saying the former president of Romania was heavily criticizing Clem for alleged political interference, saying, quote, "I understand the PM will meet JB, and I hope that AK will get a lot of support," he added, referring to the then Romanian prime minister, the vice president Biden, and the ambassador. "By the U.S. embassy reaching out, our message is delivered. I guess the best is that we'll see what happens tomorrow and make your best judgment call after that," H, referring to Hunter and maybe or Hans Clem. "I think we have achieved all that's possible through your friends, and I personally am happy with AK contribution to justice," quote unquote. So to be clear here, you're buying a guy off for American favors. All of these emails, and yes, they are complicated because this is complicated bribery. But what's very clear about this bribery is there were people that went to Hunter Biden and James Biden said, "I need a political favor and I need America to put pressure on a foreign country to do something on my behalf to help me out." And you know what they said? They said, okay. And they did it. You just had to write them a big check and the Bidens would do it for you. Now, before I get into more of this story, I want to say thank you and tell you about our good friends at Patriot Mobile. They are now offering a performance guarantee. If you're not happy with your coverage, you can switch between the three major carriers for free. Yeah, Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage on the best G4 and G5 networks, the same network and towers you're using right now. The difference is not only do you get the same great quality that you're used to, but they actually are a company that fights to preserve our God-given rights and freedoms. So this year, resolve to stop spending your money with companies that don't align with your values. In fact, actually fight against what you believe in. Switch to Patriot Mobile. You'll be supporting First and Second Amendment groups, the rights of unborn children, and even helping with adoptions. It is easy to switch. Call them right now. Or go online to patriotmobile.com/Ferguson. That's patriotmobile.com/Ferguson. Or call them 878-PATRIOT. You're going to get free activation with the offer code Ferguson. That's 878-PATRIOT or patriotmobile.com/Ferguson. There's also another point on Romania that I want to make, because this is going to get to be a bigger deal this week with these whistleblowers. We also know after everything that I just told you that days later, Vice President Biden met with the Prime Minister and praised his efforts to enact rule of law reforms in Romania. He did this on May 24, 2016. In fact, according to the White House visitor logs, Guttenstein, who was a frequent visitor at the Obama White House with more than a dozen visits in 2016, visited Biden's Naval Observatory residence on the day preceding the meeting and on the day of it. It's unclear whom he met with due to the section being empty on the logs. The visitor logs also show that Klim visited Biden's West Wing office on the day of that meeting with the prime minister as well. Early that afternoon, Gottlieb said, Klim is in D.C. and has reached out to talk today. He's calling me this afternoon. I'll report back afterwards on what he says. That evening, he emailed Hunter, Walker, and Galar saying he had spoken with Klim about requesting a meeting with the with Romanian DNA. Hans called me to discuss the development that is best relayed over the phone, Gottlieb wrote. Can we connect either tonight or first thing tomorrow? Bottom line is that we should proceed with requesting the meeting. So we don't want to talk about this on email. We should do this over the phone. Please WhatsApp me when you can. We have not much time, Galar responded. At one point, we discussed Louis Free, Gottlieb later added, referring to the former FBI director who was hired at the recommendation of Hunter. It's been previously reported. Do we have a good connection to him that would allow us to say he'd come, referring to the big meeting? This is the former FBI director, Louis Free, folks. If not, I'll send it in from me. It's unclear whose initials were referenced in that email, but it looks like they were saying we'll get him there if we need to. Sure enough, a couple weeks later, on June the 10th, 2016, Swearin emailed Hunter saying he had received more marginally useful information in a phone call with Gitenstein related to Romania. Republican members of the House Oversight and Accountability Committee have said now that the timeline of events suggests this was influence peddling by the Bidens at the highest level. I think it's pretty telling anytime someone says that something should be discussed over the phone instead of in an email. Representative Tim Burchett, Republican from Tennessee, said, we saw this type of pressure regarding Burisma and Sokin being fired. The family has been linked to too many deals. Where there's smoke, there's fire, and there's a lot of smoke now. I couldn't agree more with that assessment. Now, I also want to play for you part of another aspect of this case from Fox News Channel, where they're talking about these, basically these new things coming in with Romania and just how shocking all of this actually is. This on top of the 2015 Hunter Biden Burisma email. The more you see, the more it stinks, Andy McCarthy described it with these emails coming out. Listen.
You know, there's always been a sort of tangled web of corruption in Ukraine. And that's one of the reasons that they are not part of NATO, right? So in this case, you have this person at Burisma on the board pushing back to Hunter and his lobby group, saying, look, you know, you need to put us in touch with people who have influence. You need to do your job. He sort of sounds like he's telling them to, you know, get moving. He's kind of lighting a fire under them. You better get moving on this. This is while his father is the vice president dealing with issues in Ukraine. So I think a lot of people look at this and say, how is it possible? You know, they saw what happened to Paul Manafort for doing business with overseas, lobbying with overseas countries. Why is this still stagnant?
Yeah, it's not just that either, Martha. You know, one of the things that they're talking about in that 2015 email, you just mentioned the lobbying group. The lobbying group was this Democratic outfit called Blue Star Strategies. Mm-hmm. It was run by a woman named Karen Tramontano, I think. And, you know, she's an old Clinton hand. About a year ago, actually, it's more than a year ago, in May of 2022, it was quietly announced by Blue Star Strategies that David Weiss, the U.S. attorney in Delaware, who was exactly the guy that you and Speaker McCarthy were talking about a few minutes ago, he had quietly dropped the case against Blue Star Strategies, which was being probed for whether they were involved in foreign agent registry violations, which is the same thing that they were investigating Hunter Biden for. And the rationale that was given was that they hadn't coordinated their activities with Hunter Biden. So the more you see this, the more it stinks. And I think that, you know, the 2015 information is very interesting in that they're explicitly saying they expect Hunter to use his influence. But that's nothing new. We already had, and we've known about for about 3 years, a 2014 email with the same character from Burisma and the same characters on the other end, Hunter Biden and Devin Archer, where they again explicitly say the expectation, the reason that Hunter Biden is put on this board is to use his political influence.
Yeah. So David Weiss has less about an hour and a half now. I mean, I should say Attorney General Merrick Garland. Do you think that he is going to approve this request by the Oversight Committee to speak to David Weiss to get his firsthand account of just how serious this investigation is or ever was into Hunter Biden?
Well, if past is prologue, what I imagine they'll do is run the clock out and say that they're still trying to negotiate a solution. Mm-hmm. That's what we saw in connection with the dispute that the same one of the other House committees had with FBI Director Wray. But I think the idea here is, Martha, we'd like to think of ourselves as a sort of a rule of law society, but this is mainly politics. And the question is, what are they willing to do? Are they willing to hold him in contempt, both Garland and Weiss, if he doesn't appear?
We will see. Kevin McCarthy weighed in on that just moments ago, and the clock is ticking. So we'll see what the Attorney General decides to do on this. Andy, thank you. Always great.
By the way, Andy McCarthy here, and what he had to say about all this back then connects the dots brilliantly to where we are right now. And the connection of these dots is a clear one that you have influence peddling that happened, and this was a full-time job. This was not some new venture. This was a decades-long job. This happened over and over and over and over and over and over and over again. It was, all right, Dad's in office, let's get some. Dad's in office, let's make as much money as we can make. Dad's in office, let's own this. It was all hands on decks to maximize profits.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Two-thirds of Americans are at risk of experiencing a blackout. You could be one of them, sitting in the dark and cold for hours, for days, maybe even weeks. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. Folks say this new solar generator from Four Patriots is worth its weight in gold. Why? Because this generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer, or other devices like your electric blanket, your microwave, your RV, air conditioner, or even an electric wheelchair. You also get 12 outlets, including 4 AC outlets, so you can power more devices at once, and 2 USB-C outlets, which can charge your phone 20 times faster than a regular plug. Best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4patriots.com/Ben. Now, all of this, by the way, connects directly and to exactly how business was done with Burisma executives. There's really no difference in these two, whether it's Romania, whether it's you know, the cash coming in from Burisma. The Burisma executives discuss expectations of high-ranking U.S. officials in Ukraine with Hunter Biden. That's no different than what this guy's, this Romanian oligarch's doing on his personal level, right? There is no difference between them. It's the same business, right? What do? I get you favors from high-ranking U.S. officials or former officials that call people and put pressure on the people in your country because they need a relationship with the United States of America, and we can help get rid of your problems in your country by putting pressure on your country from our country. That was the whole scheme. It's actually brilliant if it wasn't illegal, right? You hire me, I'm a fixer. I'll change American foreign policy towards your country, right? This goes back to Hunter Biden, the son of a bitch audio, right? I told him he wasn't getting $1 billion. I'll withhold U.S. aid until you do what I tell you to do in your country that then gets me a kickback of $10 million. And that's the Biden crime family, the entire thing. Like, this is how it works. There's nothing here that I've just described to you that is actually abnormal for the Bidens, because this is their business plan. And over again now, we're seeing it through these emails and connecting these dots very clearly. It's like, hey, you need something done in your country. Fine. What is it? All right, I'll use American pressure on your country to get you what you want. You just pay me. That's the Biden crime family business. Hunter Biden wasn't advising Burisma. He wasn't sitting on the board doing any work. That was just how they funneled the money to make it look legitimate, because it was so much money, right? $10 million. You got to make it look legitimate. Can't just come in one payment. Hey, we'll put you on the board. We'll give you a bunch of money over years until it gets to the $10 million we owe you. Okay, sounds good. That's what they did.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Let me also tell you about our friends at Augusta Precious Metals. Have you been saving a long time for retirement? Well, if you have, you've probably been really stressed out over the last year with interest rates have been skyrocketing, inflation issues, bank failures, and people that have actually lost some money in their retirement accounts. If you aren't invested and diversified in gold, you should check out Augusta Precious Metals. Augusta Precious Metals, they're just different. They'll even tell you if a gold IRA isn't your answer. They give you the facts about gold and precious metals. It's all about protecting your IRA and protecting your 401k in this crazy economy. And it's so important if you're in retirement or close to retirement, because there's no time to make up losses. Now, if you've had those losses, you know what I'm talking about. So if you've saved $100,000 or more, take a look at their free guide that they'll send you. And they'll do a one-on-one conference with you to talk about your financial portfolio. Both are filled with economic insights, and their gold IRA info will give you peace of mind of knowing that, hey, you can protect your hard-earned dollars. 877-4-GOLD-IRA. That's 877-4-GOLD-IRA. Or visit AugustaPreciousMetals.com. That's AugustaPreciousMetals.com or 877-4-GOLD-IRA. I also want to say something else about the Bidens. They've got to figure out now a strategy, and the strategy has to be one that's very clear. How do we get voters to overlook everything that I'm telling you right now? How do we get voters to say, okay, we're willing to look the other way? One way they want to do it, by giving you free money. And they want to give you free money in a very simple way, through student loan forgiveness. Student loan forgiveness is something that they've polled. They understand that people love it. They understand that people think it's amazing when you get free money, right? Because this is exactly, you know, what they're wanting to happen in this country. And Kevin McCarthy has come out ripping Biden on the student loan program that they're trying to pull out of their rear ends. He was asked a question about it. Take a listen.
Student loans, President Biden's student loan program. Some say it's going to cost $558 billion more than what was expected.
You know, the Supreme Court has made a decision on that. I'm not quite sure what the president is thinking about doing. He's trying to make about 70-some percent of America to pay for about 10% of America. I don't think that's right. You take out a loan, you say you're going to pay it back. In America, you pay your loan back. It's improving your life skills. So if you want to take that investment, you pay your loan back. Yes, sir.
Pretty clear right there from Kevin McCarthy. Extremely clear that he's saying, hey, this is not what we do here. In America, if you take out a loan, you pay your loan back. In theory, Representative Norman is now saying that Biden is trying to buy votes with the loan forgiveness. President Joe Biden, he accused him of buying votes with his recent cancellation of $39 billion in student loans for about 800,000 borrowers. That's what Representative Ralph Norman from Republican South Carolina said, saying, quote, Biden doesn't think about anything other than spending money. Look at what he's done with the spending dollars, and he's added to every American in this country through taxes, and what a tragedy to pay for college debt. How do you think that makes the person who didn't go to college or the person who paid their loan off to go to college feel? He's buying votes. That's all he's doing. But this loan forgiveness, the Supreme Court, thank God, has overruled him now four times. And basically, he's given a thumb to the Supreme Court. And really, he is taking it to the American people in such an awful way. This is money we don't have. $32 trillion in debt and rising, the congressman added. Now, according to CNBC, those eligible for cancellation must have made payments for 20 to 25 years. Other caveats are their loan and plan types. The action was deemed to, quote, fix the longstanding failures in the student loan repayment program. Now, if you've been paying on this loan for 20 or 25 years, I want you to do the math on how old you are. It means you're 45 to 50 years old or more. And that's why they're wanting to forgive loans now for people that have been paying on their student loans for 20 to 25 years. Most of those have been paying them at the bare minimum while refinancing them multiple times to get the interest rate extremely low. Many people have no intention of paying off these loans because the interest rates are so low and there's other debt they have that is at a higher interest rate. And they would rather pay on those loans for cars and houses and, you know, whatever it is, airplanes. The list goes on and on. But this president and what they figured out, what they found out, what they realized was, hey, we can do a pretty good job here. We got a pretty brilliant way of going about this. We're going to make sure that it's 45, 50, 55, 60-year-olds who are going to get the loan forgiveness because we know they voted in the highest numbers. Like, notice how they're screwing the young people, which they claimed they were doing this for originally. Now they're saying, no, you've got to pay for 20 to 25 years on these loans before we'll forgive them. That's buying votes. And they're not telling the young people to come out and vote for them through this lie. They told them last time to come vote for them. They know they can't lie to them twice in a row. They're not that dumb. So instead, we'll actually do it for people that have jobs that are older, that should have good paying jobs, or that should have saved and should have paid off their debts. If you've been paying on a student loan for 20 to 25 years, clearly you can handle that student loan. So why would we now forgive the payments left on that student loan? It doesn't make any sense unless you're trying to buy votes. Then it makes complete sense. It's amazing how the Obama phone, if you remember, that lady who said, you know, I'm voting for Obama over Mitt Romney. Mitt Romney sucks, right? Because Obama pays for my cell phone. And if I vote for him again, he's going to do more. That's how it was described. He's going to do more. We've moved from that now to paying off tens of thousands of dollars in student loan debt. I think everyone should be pretty shocked by that. I think everyone should be pretty mad about that. I think everyone should be pretty angry about that. For me, I would be furious over this if I was an older person that paid off my loans the correct way and paid them all off. If you've paid your student loans off, really at any age, you should be furious now. This is unfair, but they don't care about if it's fair or not. This is about buying votes. They want to buy votes, and this is how you do it. And if you can buy 800,000 votes, because that is what they're saying they want to do, if you can buy those 800,000 votes, then you're in great shape. That's going to give you a nice leg up. That's going to help you significantly moving forward. Look, when you've got a president that doesn't even show up for work on the regular basis, you can relate to these kids that don't want to pay their student loan debts off. You may not realize this, but we just got word that Joe Biden, after taking Monday off and only working from noon to four every day, they say, he has now taken 365 vacation days since taking office. That's how incapacitated Joe Biden is, and he wants you to give him four more years. This is why they're having to do what they're doing now. Bailing you out, or bailing people out, trying to buy votes. This Biden student loan bailout, this plan, they're now saying, would cost $475 billion over the next decade. And remember, President Biden condemned, attacked the radical U.S. Supreme Court that blocked his plan to cancel $340 billion student loan debt on June 30th. Listen.
There are millions of Americans in this country who feel disappointed and discouraged or even a little bit angry about the court's decision today on student debt. And I must admit, I do too. 16 million people had already been approved. The money was literally about to go out the door. And then Republican elected officials and special interests stepped in. They said, no, no. Literally snatching from the hands of millions of Americans thousands of dollars in student debt relief that was about to change their lives. So let me be clear. For Republicans in Congress, it's not about reducing the deficit. It's not about fairness and forgiving loans. It's only about forgiving loans they have to pay. Today, the Supreme Court sided with them. I believe the court's decision to strike down my student debt relief program was a mistake, was wrong. That's why we're creating a temporary 12-month, what we're calling on-ramp repayment program. Now,
what is an on-ramp repayment program? What is he even talking about? What he means is, translation is, we're going to freeze student loans for another 12 months in case we can figure out a way to screw you, the American worker, again.
Now, this is not the same as a student loan pause. It's been in effect for the past 3 years. Monthly payments will be due. Bills will not go out and interest will be accruing. And during this period, if you can pay your monthly bills, you should. But if you cannot, if you miss payments, this on-ramp will temporarily remove the threat of default or having your credit harm, which can hurt borrowers for years to come.
Mr. President, why did you give millions of borrowers false hope? You've doubted your own authority here in the past.
I didn't give any false hope. The question was whether or not I would do even more than was requested. What I did, I thought was appropriate and was able to be done and would get done. I didn't give borrowers false hope, but the Republicans snatched away the hope that it was, they were given, and it's real. Real hope. Thank you.
Mr. President,
real hope. I didn't, you know, give anybody false hope. Yeah, you did. Your own lawyer said that this wasn't going to work. Your own team said this wasn't going to work. Your own group of lawyers on the campaign had even said off the record that they didn't believe that this was going to work. And now you want to sit there and act like you didn't give false hope? Of course you did. And that's why now he's trying to resurrect this by saying, all right, well, only those that have paid for 20 years or more. If you paid for 20 years or more, you deserve to have your student loans forgiven. Why is he saying that? One simple reason. Because he's trying to buy votes ahead of a presidential election when he knows he's in trouble. And we cannot let him get away with this. Make sure you share this podcast, please, on social media. Hit that little forward button. Write us a 5-star review. It helps us tremendously on our rankings when it helps us reach new listeners, new conservatives out there that may not know about the show, and I'll see you back here tomorrow. 2/3 of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. And best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
Are there any moments or spots on any of the sets we worked on over the 7 years that you guys felt more at home, that were like your little spots on the set you like to hang out?
I'm afraid it was the sink.
Oh, really? Yes.
Oh, yeah. You had to act by the sink a lot.
Yeah. I was behind the counter.
Yeah.
Right. Doing business constantly.
Uh-huh.
Mom stuff.
Uh-huh. Disciplining you in some way.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.